Morning Iod Supplement, Wednesday, June 14th, 2017. Euphemism. A euphemism is a generally innocuous word or expression used in place of one that may be found offensive or suggest something unpleasant. Some euphemisms are intended to amuse, while others use bland, inoffensive terms for things the user wishes to downplay. Euphemisms are used to refer to a taboo topic such as disability, sex, excretion, and death in a polite way, or to mask profanity. There are three antonyms of euphemism: dysphemism, cacophonism, and loaded language. Dysphemism can be either offensive or merely ironic. Cacophonism is deliberately offensive. Loaded language evokes a visceral response beyond the meaning of the words. Etymology. Euphemism comes from the Greek word euphemia, meaning the use of words of good omen, which in turn is derived from the Greek root words good and well, and prophetic speech, rumor, or talk. Etymologically speaking, the euphem is the opposite of blaspheme, the evil speaking, and the term euphemism itself was used as a euphemism by the ancient Greeks, meaning to keep a holy silence, speaking well by not speaking at all. So, talking about purpose, euphemism used ranges of a polite concern for propriety to attempting to escape responsibility for war crimes. For instance, one reason for the comparative scarcity of written evidence documenting the exterminations at Auschwitz, at which given the scale, is directives for the extermination process obscured in bureaucratic euphemisms. Columnist David Brooks called the euphemisms for the torture at Abu Ghraib, Guantanamo, and elsewhere an effort to dour the moral sensibility. And what are the formations for a euphemism? There are phonetic modification. A phonetic euphemism is used to replace profanities, giving them the intensity of a mere interjection. The shortening or clipping the term, such as geez for Jesus, what the for what the hell. Mispronunciations such as frack, frig, what the fudge, what the truck, oh my gosh, frigging, darn, oh shoot, biorch, etc. Or using the first letter, S-O-B, what the F, S-M-I-D, B-S. Sometimes the word is added afterward, like F-word, S-word, B-word. Also, the letter can be phonetically respelled. For example, the word piss was shortened to P-E-E, pronounced as the letter P in this way. And figures of speech could be ambiguous statements, eat for excrement, the situation or a girl in trouble for pregnancy, going to the other side of death, do it or come together in reference to a sexual act, tired and emotional for drunkenness. And understatements, for example, asleep for dead, drinking for consuming alcohol, hurt for injured, etc. And metaphors, for example, beat the meat or choke the chicken for masturbation, take a dump and drain the main vein for defecation and urination, respectively. There are comparisons, for example, bums for buttocks, weed for cannabis, and metonymy, lose a person for coping with a person's death, pass away for die, and a man's room for man's toilet. There are also rhetorics. The euphemisms may be used as a rhetorical strategy, in which case its goal is to change the valence of a description from positive to negative. Euphemisms can also be used as slangs, using a less harsh term with a similar meaning. For example, screwed up is a euphemism for fucked up, cook hook up, we hooked up, or laid for sexual intercourse. There is some disagreement over whether certain terms are or are not euphemisms. For example, sometimes the phrase visually impaired is labeled as a politically correct euphemism for blind. However, Visual impairment can be a broader term, including, for example, people who have partial sight in one eye, those with uncorrectable mild to moderate poor vision, or even those who wear glasses, a group of that would be excluded by the word blind. There could also be words from a foreign language. Expressions or words from a foreign language may be imported for the use as a replacement or for an offensive word. For example, the French word enceinte was sometimes used instead of the English word pregnant. This practice of word substitution became so frequent that the expression, pardon my French, was adopted in attempts to excuse the use of profanity. So talking aboutthe evolution of euphemisms, the euphemisms may be formed in a number of ways. Periphrases or circumlocution is one of the most common, to speak around a given word, implying it without saying it. Over time, circumlocutions became recognized as established euphemisms for particular words or ideas. To alter the pronunciation or spelling of a taboo word, such as a swear word, to form a euphemism is known as taboo deformation or minced oath. In American English, words that are unacceptable on television, such as fuck, may be represented by deformations such as freak, even in children's cartoons. Some examples of rhyming slang may serve the same purpose. To call a person a burk sounds less offensive than to call a person a cunt, though burk is short for Berkeley Hunt, which rhymes with cunt. Bureaucracies frequently spawn euphemisms of a more deliberate nature, doublespeak expressions. For example, in the past, the U.S. military used the term sunshine units for contamination by radioactive isotopes. An effective death sentence in the Soviet Union during the Great Purge when used the clause imprisonment without right to correspondence. The person sentenced never had a chance to correspond with anyone because soon after imprisonment he would be shot. As early as 1939, Nazi official Reinhard Heydrich used the term Sonderbehandlung or special treatment to mean summary execution, most likely by hanging, of persons viewed as disciplinary problems by the Nazis even before commencing the systematic extermination of the Jews. Heinrich Himmler, aware that the word had come to be known to mean murder, replaced that euphemism with one in which Jews would be guided to their deaths through the slave labor and extermination camps after having been evacuated to their doom. Such was the part of this superficially innocuous formulation Andor Lawson de Gendefron, the final solution to the Jewish question which became infamous to the entire world during the Nuremberg trials. A euphemism may itself devolve into a taboo word through the linguistic process known as pederation or semantic change described by the WVO Queen, and more recently dubbed the euphemism treadmill by Harvard Professor Steven Pinker. For instance, toilet is an 18th century euphemism replacing the older euphemism house of office, which in turn replaced the even older euphemisms private house or bunk house in the 20th century. The word lavatory or toilet were deemed inappropriate. For example, in the United States, they were sometimes replaced with bathroom or water closet, which in turn became restroom, WC or washroom. The word shit appears to have originally been a euphemism for defecation in pre-Germanic, as the Proto-Indo-European root skinned, from which it was derived, meant to cut off.